Save big on everything for your next staining project when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture, and repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. We're back, bitch. Yeah, swore in the first 2 minutes. We're not getting monetized on this, but sure, what's new? You know what I mean?
I'll bleep it.
YouTube, come at me. That's a death threat now. Today's podcast is sponsored by Manscaped.com, as usual. I do apologize to Manscaped. We missed the week. We were in the depths of Edinburgh. But we were in Edinburgh with smooth scrotums. That's for damn sure. Manscaped, of course, the world's leading device in male grooming. And I was actually on the website there because, you know, oh, that's not it. I was actually on the website there. I mean, this is what you go for, okay? The Performance Package 4.0. It's got newspaper. it's got the lawnmower. It's got the weed whacker. It's got the ball reviver, whatever, preserver, ball toner, and deodorant, and the pair of boxers, and like a bloody leather carrier bag thing. What do you call that? Wash bag.
Yep.
I took one to Edinburgh myself. I took it all in there. It was all in there. If you use the code GEMBAM1, you get 20% off your purchase. Which is quite substantial because that package is 110 quid. But you know what I mean? It's almost a once in a generation purchase. Do you know what I mean? Unless you lose the bloody thing, that'll last you. And it's the ball shaver. I've said this before. Someone else has some sort of trimmer. You're going to be like, oh, what brand of Manscaped have you got? Manscaped have covered it. They've got it all. So yeah, if you listen to this podcast, you get 20% off with the code GEMBAM1. Manscaped.com. Use the code GEMBAM1. Shout out to Manscaped. We move on to our second sponsor, our long-term sponsor, the Calm app. If you want to download an app that helps you with guided meditations, okay, breathing exercises, it's got soundscapes, you know what I mean? Everyone's into their brown noise these days. If that actually works, you know. See, if you need to do a bit of concentration and you put on that fucking... It kind of does... Quiet your mind a little bit. Not white noise. White noise is a bit hectic. People used to go to sleep to white noise. I was like, that would do your head in. Brown noise. You know what I mean? That's more like it. It also has the nighttime stories to put you to sleep. Read to you by people such as Stephen Fry. Apparently Cillian Murphy has one in there. I haven't heard it yet. 3, 2, 1, sleep. So yeah, listeners to this podcast, if you go to calm.com and use the code BANTER, I believe. Is that what we usually use? BANTER?
Yes.
You get 40% off your yearly subscription, which is absolutely... That's quite a substantial amount of money. That will make you calm, the amount of savings you're making on it. So yeah, calm.com, use the code BANTER, get 40% off. Let's start the podcast, will we?
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
I smell a bit weird today because Maureen ordered something off the internet and they sent out like a sample of aftershave and I put it on.
What was it?
It was Calvin Klein. Was it called Deny?
Deny.
Deny. You're denied, so you are. But I put it on, but it's weird when you smell like some other fella.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what I mean? You get used to your normal smells and then you're like, what guy's been wearing my t-shirt?
Yeah.
There are certain smells just smell like lads. Isn't there? It comes in waves. We've talked about this before. You get your fucking Paco Rabanne and everyone's wearing it. You know, and then you fucking, you know, you smell like you've been in a gangbang. With a bunch of dudes. Sauvage is the new one, which is a shame because it's nice.
I know.
Sauvage is nice. Do you have Sauvage?
I don't. I was tempted to get the Explorer by Mont Blanc.
Oh. Yeah, as if any Explorer smells like that. You know, I haven't even heard of that Explorer Mont Blanc. And then we had Aaron Butler talking about what was the other one with it?
Oh, I Creed Aventus.
He says it's called the Knicker Dropper, and I was like, a sex offender. You know what I mean? Who puts on aftershave and they're like, wait till these knickers drop because of this smell? If only it was that easy, my guys. You know. Run around smelling like Johnny Depp. getting shit on your bed. Anyway, I'm on tour, guys. Fuck yeah. Do you want to hear the dates now?
Yep.
We're back from Edinburgh, and your boy's hitting the old Both Barrels tour. We need to hear this list of shit. Derry St. Columb's Hall, Cookstown, Newcastle, Newry, Armagh, Omagh, Ballycastle, Maherfelt, sold out, by the way. Dublin and Whelans, Belfast, SSA Arena, Edinburgh, Monkey Barrel, Glasgow, Oranmore, Manchester, Frog and Bucket Comedy Club, Liverpool Hot Water Comedy Club, London, Leicester Square Theatre. But we kick off in Derry and St. Columb's Hall. Because I was trying to pick a venue where, you know, something a bit bigger than the Nerve Centre. Love the Nerve Centre. Been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt, you know? And Millennium Forum, I don't know, I tend not to want to move into those sort of large sort of theatre spaces. I don't know what it is. You always go in, there's like weird rules. It could be wrong with them, but like, you go in these places and they're like, yeah, if you could just leave your drinks in the foyer. Boring. You know what I mean? Let's get pished. Cookstown, Glenavon Hotel. These are all places where it's just like, I don't even know if you'd sell them out. They just keep adding seats till it's fucking full of people. Newcastle Sleeve Donald Hotel down your neck of the woods.
Oh, aye.
Oh, aye.
Some spot.
Oh, aye. Everyone gets a 3-course meal also and free pass to the spa. Lies. Newry, Sea Anal Court, Canal Court, Armagh City Hotel, Omagh Silver Bridges. Unreal. We're flying and there's talks of adding in Galway. And people keep asking me to go to Ballymena and I'll fucking never go to Ballymena. I might go to Ballymena. I just have one bad memory of it. And when they were like, do you want to do Ballymena? I was like, nah, I'll leave it. But yeah, get some fucking tour tickets. Come see me. And then I'm doing the SSE. And then we'll finish off before Christmas. And then I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, to be honest. You know, might get into crypto. Might get into NFTs with our boy. Deli. Yeah, that's his nickname anyway. Our boy Deli there over in... Did we talk about... I haven't even done a podcast since that.
I know.
We did a podcast that's on Patreon. If you want to check that out, it's called Morning Whiskey. And I don't ever think I'll see the light of day, to be honest with you. It was like, there was just too many bits where I was like, am I going to be
arrested
dealing with the heat from this? Or will I just let it live on? If I get enough DMs or something, I might release it publicly.
The police will be called.
Do you think so? Do you think it was that bad? I mean, it was nothing to do with me, you know what I mean? It's the company I keep, you know, you're sitting around with Mickey drinking whiskey at 11 in the morning. He's going to say some shit. He's no, you know, it's not his podcast, you know what I mean? He fucking say whatever he wants on mine.
Exactly.
Get us all in fucking, you know.
It's hilarious.
It's very funny. I might actually listen to it one more time just to see if we could put it out. It's bound to not be that bad. Is it bad?
Well, everything's tackled fairly.
Okay.
Everything was discussed.
Whatever that means, fucking we'll see. But yeah, I might get into NFTs. You know, our boy Deli there let me park in his car parking space in Edinburgh. By the way, see when I picked that car up, it's fucked.
Covered.
It was parked under a tree for 10 days in Edinburgh and it looked like we dug it up. It got fucking buried in a sandstorm. Not his fault, obviously, just Edinburgh being a shithole. Not talked about a lot. Edinburgh's disgusting. It looks nice.
Looks great.
It's got great spots. You know, it looks good on film. Now I looked at a building and went, Jesus Christ, that's metal. but yeah, it's a grimy shithole. Like, it's dirty. The street that we were at the Hive, and maybe it just is that part of the street, but like, it does not smell good, man. That is the anus of Edinburgh. Nidri Street, shout out.
The Hive.
You literally walk around the corner and just hit this... Like, do you know when you get off the plane in Tenerife and you go, whoa, Jesus, feel that heat? Similar, but with the stink of old vomit and piss and shit.
And vinegar.
And vinegar for some reason. They must be like, just fucking wash it away with vinegar, eh? Where? But maybe it's a blast from the past, you know what I mean? I'm sure at one point Edinburgh people were going around with horses and carts and fucking, you know, in full knight armor, you know? And just fucking emptying buckets of shit out the window. It's reminiscent of that. Medieval times. You know, bring out your dead. But we had a good time. Yeah, we're speaking to our boy Deli there, and he was like, man, you got to get into NFTs. Now, We'd driven for a long time. We got into Edinburgh. We had sort of no dinner. Did we have dinner? Can't remember.
No.
You know, we just got laid into the pints, and we're sitting chatting to this dude, and he's just like, man, you got to get into NFTs. You got a free NFT?
I got an NFT, yeah. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable, yeah. And he told me to download a thing, and this is how sort of cryptarded I am. Made up a new word, cryptarded. Here we are. He told me to download something, and I was just like, I don't even know what the fuck that is.
MetaMask.
Cryptarded. NFTarded. Yeah, he's like, download a thing, and I'll send you an NFT. Now, the more he talked about it, the more I understood the sort of like the technology behind an NFT.
Yeah.
Because in your head, you're going, oh, everyone's making jokes about buying pictures of a fucking ape.
It's the utility.
What?
It's the utility behind the image.
Yeah.
Not the image.
Yeah. I don't know what that means either. But yeah, the sort of the system that makes it valuable.
Yeah.
Or exclusive. When I started to think about it, it was like, I could apply that to something else.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know, whether it was like, you know, a Patreon top tier or something, you know, and if you wanted to fucking sell that on to someone else who wanted to be in the top tier, I still get money.
Yep.
I don't know how to do that, but you know, I understand it now.
We have a crypto guy.
I have a crypto guy. I'm a one stripe white belt in NFTs.
He is fully black three.
Oh, he's fucking 10th Dan red belt. He's an early adopter. He's a guy. How many years ago would he have been talking to you? And you're like, yeah, this guy is mentally ill.
He bought Bitcoin in 2013.
Jesus Christ. He's like fucking Steve Jobs over there. I mean, it does it allow you to just kind of do nothing if you bought it at that point?
I know.
Just faffing about, being like,
stressful.
I mean, the dude waited around all day to have pints with us. I mean, like, what the fuck else he's got to do? Just check the phone, see how much money he's made. Shocking. Unbelievable. But yeah, it'd be worth having a chat with him to see what's a cool general banter NFT thing people could get involved with. Watches. No. But yeah, it was exciting. You were fucking notebook out.
I know. I was fucking TED Talk.
The most that I could muster up was, does anyone want another drink? Funny though, going into that pub and the first thing you see, when they're up to the toilets, and someone had just absolutely shotgunned the back of the toilet. And I was like, welcome to the fringe. We're barely a day in. And then there was some dude, I forget what he said to me, some big fat guy having a piss and trying to be on the phone. He's like, what street is this? Oh, fucking, I was trying to go to a fucking, casino. I ended up in a strip club. What the fuck is, am I on the wrong street or something? I was like, bro, put your dick away during this conversation. But anyway, let's do a quick rundown of Edinburgh. Did you enjoy your time there now?
It was great. I'd love to go back.
Pished. Well, once again, our NFT hookup said, do you want to rent one of my 40 Edinburgh flats? So yeah, that could be in the cards. I am back in Edinburgh, by the way, on tour, if you remember there. Monkey Barrel, 30th of October.
Boom.
But yeah, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. I had mixed feelings about it because obviously you're like, I'm away from home.
Yeah.
But then you're like, it's great fun. The gigs are great. And then there's just like other times where you're like, yeah, I kind of wish I could just teleport home for the morning.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You miss a bit of your own
comfort.
A bit of your own, you know, like after 2 days, I was out there buying fucking, you know, Rice Krispies or whatever. Cheerios. Cheerios and toast, because if I go for one more bagel with these fucking fat cunts, I'm gonna die. But it was good crack. And you know what? I'm thankful. I'm grateful. I've put in my gratitude journal for like having a podcast and, you know, putting content out there and having people know who you are to come see the gigs. Because no wonder people have breakdowns at the fringe when you're trying to from scratch bring people into your gig. It's such a hard sell. Hey, what are you doing? I know there's a million things to see. Would you like to come in here. I mean, there was a guy literally flying and he goes, hello guys, would you like to see a show exclusively about depression? And everyone would go like, nah. And he goes, that's exactly the face I would expect. And I heard him say it like 3 or 4 times. You're like, Jesus Christ, man. It must be rough.
Yeah.
You know, if you take something like, we got flyered from a guy, once again, perhaps, I mean, hope no one hears this and comes back at me, like, shut your fucking face. Seen a guy going like, oh, do you want to come see the show? It's up, you know, in a fucking, it's in the gender neutral toilets of this hotel. 3 seats. And he's like, it's about a one man's quest to be the best Butlin's red coat.
You're like, nice.
Not in this lifetime will I be watching that. So I'm very grateful for all the people who turned up. You were there for a week, went home on the Saturday, and then Saturday and Sunday were like the fucking best gigs of all time.
Chaos.
Absolutely rammed. Even the Sunday, we'd sold, it was 120-seater, but we'd sold like 70 seats or something on like the Thursday. And then when Sunday rolled around, there were, you know, the people in the venue had been used to like quieter shows all day. And then then all of a sudden, everybody fucking piled in, all these headers. That was confusing, actually, when you had a banging gig and everyone was boozing and everything, and then you'd leave the venue and you're like, oh yeah, it's 4 o'clock. I forgot that it was like the middle of the day. Strange time to have a gig.
Yeah.
Couldn't really ever have enough time to do anything in the morning, which sounds crazy, because there absolutely kind of was. But because the gig was kind of looming, you just never do anything.
I know.
It's like, let me go shopping. Let me fucking climb this Arthur's seat and all that shit. Never did it. Never did it the whole fucking time. But, you know, that's what happens when you're out to fucking 5 in the morning. I can't do it anymore. And, like, it's not like I don't think it's like I don't have the stamina for it now that I'm old. I don't have the patience for it. You know, I'm like, go out to fucking 5. We did that, I think, the first few nights. Out to fucking 5. Out again. And then the next night, I was like, there's absolutely no point in me doing this. I'm just going to... Is that the night we went to the cinema?
Oh, yeah.
To see Elvis? Oh, yeah. What do you think of that?
It was good.
Cool.
It's like a 2.5 hour long trailer.
Yeah, it's very flashy. And
it's chaotic.
Mm. Mm.
I heard someone say it's like an Instagram editor got a feature film role.
Well, yeah, I suppose all Baz Luhrmann's stuff is like that.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Moulin Rouge is fucking mental.
Like, Great Gatsby is like a fucking, whatever, 2 hour long perfume ad.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's all fucking glamorous and slow and flowy and glitzy.
It was very fun to watch, though.
It was fun. We were laughing our fucking heads off. Oh, yeah. Whenever Elvis first gets his, you know, his mojo and he starts like thrusting about in that pink suit and all these women are just going, like just absolutely squirting all over the place uncontrollably. And then your guy fucking, what's his name? Fucking
Tom Hanks.
Tom Parker.
Fuck, I don't know.
To Captain Colonel Tom Parker. Am I pulling that out of my arse? Is that his name?
I have no idea.
I'm going to have to fucking Google. I feel retarded now. That is his name, I think. Tom Parker. Which was an odd fucking choice. Like, it was very, like, gold member. Ugh, I see my... Smoking a band gig. Ew. Tom Parker. Just to settle my mind. Colonel Tom Parker. Let's get a gaze at what he actually looked like.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Was the dude that died from fucking The Wanted also called Tom Parker? R.I.P.
Oh, yeah.
God damn. They went a bit more dewy with the nose with Tom.
They did.
I mean, it's gangster to have the cigar in the little holder, isn't it? I could get into that with a vape, you know what I mean? Just get another extension on it.
That is great.
But yeah, no, there were some cool things picked up from that. Like, I didn't know that he was kind of locked into Vegas forever.
I know, it's fucked up.
What a waste. You know, he could have been fucking globally shagging. And he just got tied into fucking, they just worked him to death in Las Vegas. But it was good the way they sort of portrayed, like, you know, he would, even after the first performance, he was behind the curtain, like, and then trying to, you know, give you an insight into what that'll be like to do it for fucking years on end. Just fucking pour it all out on stage. But yeah, he's a fucking thieving bastard, Elvis.
Oh, I know, yeah.
See some wee blues boy just playing away, and he's like, I like to play that. I'm going to go ahead and take that song. Now I'm going to throw my dick around, and girls will just be going, ah! That montage is fantastic.
It's great.
Just shaking his cut. I was saying to you, they should have really leaned into that. Just give a big old fucking, just big heavy hammer. Just hitting them pink pants, and them girls are going, ah! Don't even know what's going on with them. I'm just feeling some sort of way when I've never seen a man gyrate like that in my life. Oh! I just almost slid off this goddamn cinema seat. Very attractive young man. Playing rock and roll. Oh! I ain't never seen a man move his body from his nipples downwards. And this man is throwing his hips around like a snake. I was in that goddamn auditorium straight up squirting all over my goddamn... what do you call it? We call it fucking like underdress. You wear under a dress. What do you call that shit? Oh, fuck. Who knows? Too intricate. But yeah, I don't know about Tom Hanks acting. Playing that guy. Look at that guy there. What a sleazebag. Look at that guy. I'm just going to steal all your money. But yeah, it was fun movie. And then was Kieran over at that point? No, he wasn't. But then we talked about it for a while, and then he's like, "Where's no one fucking point out the fact that he was a fucking pedo?
Oh, aye.
He's going out with your woman, which is fucking 14 or something." And then we got into a whole conversation with him when he was over about that. And I was sort of, I mean, it could be a bit more innocent than you think. You know, I don't know if he's a predatory pedophile. I think back in the day, he was like, hey, pretty young thing. You want to go for a goddamn ice cream?
Yeah.
Let me thrust my cock in your face a couple of times. That was a great bit. You know, when he's like composing that song.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, hey, you just fucking. And then there's like, you fucking. What's that? French horn? Never get a little bit of that. Pick it away. Yeah, let's go. And then just the song builds up and builds up and builds up. And he's just spooning fucking peanut butter into his face. I think two bits they should have. Yeah, they should have dialed down Tom Hanks, I think. And they should have dialed up the cock size. You know, he should have really just been slinging some fucking, a big fucking iguana in his pants and those bits. And then what other bit was the thing? Oh yeah, whenever they're like, he's washed up, he's an old washed up singer. They should have made him really fat.
I know. Apparently that's not allowed now, wearing like fat suits and stuff.
Fuck, clean off. Really?
Apparently, yeah.
So you can't... You
body
can't...
shaming or something?
Yeah, that's my character. I'm the body shaming. They're floating around all sorts of body shapes. So you have to go like, God damn, it's crazy how much weight you put on Elvis. And he's sitting there looking exactly the same. And then at home you're supposed to be like, yes, you should interpret in your own mind what you think an overweight Elvis would look like. Get the fat suit on, bro.
I know.
He was fat as fuck. He looked like, as soon as I seen it, I was like, that's my Halloween sorted. Fat Elvis. You know, just fucking, people still probably fucking eat the pipe off him at that point.
Fucking right.
I mean, just the level of success, money, fame, and just, you know, like, convenience that you'd be able to pay for. Do you know what I mean? Like, we were around Kevin Hart there for a while. But he's able to just, like, when I arrive, have this room filled with fucking chicken wings and tequila. And whatever little small convenience that I want, little small comfort, and I may or may not touch it. Multiply that by 1,000 when you're Elvis. I want to be walking to the car getting my dick sucked. and I want a Coca-Cola every goddamn. I'm turning into fucking King of the Hill. What's his name? I want a Coca-Cola every goddamn 10 feet. Just leaving them up the garden on a goddamn table. If I get thirsty, I reach for it like I'm doing the Tour de France. And I pour it on this bitch's head. Then I walk through a shower, have a team of Filipinos towel me off. I sit in the Cadillac. I want to play a Nintendo 64. I know it's not doesn't exist, but I want you to fucking find one. You would just have whatever you wanted. You know, no one, like, I know he was dropping dead and they were like, you know, filling them full of pills, but I would just be anything at all. I would just, I'd have pills for it. Turn my head a bit quick there. Seem to be out of breath. Get me some fucking, whatever that shit Lance Armstrong's on. C-3PO, whatever the fuck it's called. Want to breathe easier? Get me a pill that makes me stand up easier from this seat. I'm performing tonight, I'd like a pill that makes me not sweat. Thank you. And a Coca-Cola every 5 feet.
All the cokes on the piano at the end, which is hilarious.
I know. Wipe my ass with a live bunny rabbit. And when you're done with it, throw it in a fire. Revo. Let me see. Fat guy shaving pubes. That's the last thing. That's the last thing I Google. Fat Elvis cokes. I wonder where those cokes end the shot, or did they CGI them in after? Oh my god, bro! Fucking Jay Leno letting rip there. Of course he got fat. I mean, absolutely. Look at that, bro. Fucking hell. I mean, there was an era of musicians where looks didn't matter. You know?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of musicians there were just very talented and ugly as fuck. And then it became a bit more important, but he was an absolute fucking dime piece from the word go, like. And then the fucking, I mean, I don't even know if we're, are we allowed to play this or watch it? Is this on Reddit or some horseshit? Your life's over when you start getting into Reddit, isn't it? We're done. South Dakota, goddamn. Let me see if we can. Yeah, may or may not be able to show this, but I just want to see if we can get to the...
It's an old song called Unchained Melody. I had to play the piano, so it'll take just a second.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all a chorus, so if you hear me, get my fingers caught and put in the keys back here, you know what it is.
It has the fidelity of, like, a podcast, you know?
Yeah.
Like, everyone, there's probably thousands of people there being dead quiet, and he's like, someone, just let me get over here, goddamn... Jesus Christ, goddamn. My balls are sweaty, goddamn.
You gotta make it your mind, son. You gotta hold the microphone, put the scarf on, hold a pig, hold the ring, show me the right keys. Got it?
There's cokes everywhere? Like, no joke. Like, because if you were like, well, I know that's like somewhere else, but if you got like, if you had a residency, the stage would turn into your fucking bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Like even this room that I built for, you know, podcasting, full of shit. You got a dildo, you got the gold monkey, you know what I mean? People get out of hand. People are like, give me a goddamn bath on the stage. Tonight I want to do the show from a bath.
Melody.
I want a television up here. I know the song's inside out. Get me a goddamn television. And I'm going to sit here and watch.
From an album called Unchained Melody.
I mean, he's out of his mind there, isn't he? Sense.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We're going to get so sued for this one.
How you like it so far?
So many people are here, though. Fucking 8,000 people.
Shred.
Oh, my love, my darling.
I mean, you have to respect the game, man. Do you know what I mean? Fucking hobbles over, fat as shit, sweating. Make sure you're holding a cougar, holding down the nails. Oh, like fucking just. I love that. You know, you've seen it. There's loads of people do that. Like, you know, when they get a bit older. Like even that fucking Led Zeppelin thing when they came back.
Oh, aye.
You know, when they come on stage. You know, fucking Jimmy Page comes on looking like an old wizard. Boom, boom. You know, just fucking straight into it. Killing it. Lemmy. You know? Hand him the bass. You know, fucking lit as fuck. I hungered for your touch. Mickey was saying, like, he had the headphones in or something. I was like, what are you listening to? And he goes, just Elvis. Since I watched that movie, just Elvis flat out, just walking along, listening to that song, crying.
Nice.
And you would be crying if you did as many drugs as Mickey did. fucking Jesus Christ. What did Danny O'Brien call him? Sniff Richard?
Oh,
This is Mickey's timeline in Edinburgh. Got in. Bust the Jameson open. We did a podcast. He said some career-ending shit. We went and did our show, at which, you know, he just mentioned how many times he was hammered. And then we finished the gig, and I said my, you know, my hellos. It was, every day it was like a fucking, you know, it was like the end of a funeral. You wait outside, you just say, yeah, peace with you. Chatting to everyone was just great. And then that was the last time I seen him. Until about 11 o'clock the next morning, and he came in looking like actual Elvis there. You know what I mean? Imagine Mickey started dyeing his hair black.
That'd be great.
That'd be great, actually. That's what he should lean into, is, you know, he should get the gloves and the white jacket and just go full, you know, Endgame fucking Elvis. Oh, my liver. and he came in at 11 o'clock, and he's like, what voice did he do? He's like, Mr. Colin, please don't let me do this gig. That was 11 o'clock. I thought he'd come in at about 5. But he just got in.
Oh.
That was a full 24-hour rip. You know, he hit the slopes. He hit the pints. And he fucking rolled in just like, don't let me do this gig. And thank fuck William Thompson was still there. You know, in his room with a fucking vape up his arse or whatever. Man loves on a bit of arse play, I tell you that.
I know, and his flight got cancelled too.
His EasyJet flight got cancelled. So thankfully he was still about. And he was able to step into the gig. So Mickey lasted one gig. Before he went full fucking Pablo Escobar for the day. And his body can't handle it, you know what I mean? He doesn't have a team of people around him going, what pill would you like to get your legs working? Because Edinburgh's no joke. You know, you need a physical before you go to Edinburgh. Do you know, like, as Damo Clark once said, the city that says fuck you to wheelchairs.
Oh, yeah.
Nightmare, like.
100%.
And I seen one doing a wheelchair. When I was walking home to the flat one night, and he was fucking ripping it. He's doing about 35 mile an hour in a pair of tartan trousers. Till he hit them cobbles. You'd need the big off-road one, wouldn't you? The big knobbly tires and shit. Big bit of travel and the suspension. But yeah, it was a good trip all in all. Some people were asking, you know, what were some weird things that we seen. Feeling weird? You don't even take it in as weird because you're at the fringe.
I know.
You know, you walk past some girl like fucking in her knickers and bra, like face down on the floor with just her flyers for a show around her, and you just kind of go, oh,
shade.
fucking shade. Tell some jokes, would you? You know what I mean? You silly bastard. Although, whoever was doing that wrestling show or whatever, and one of the dudes was like dressed like a Viking, and you could see all these girls going up to him like, oh my God, so sexy, you know? And he turned around head on to us, and you were like, fuck sake, his body looks like mine. Put your top on, disgrace. Look like shit, bro. But there was just a lot of weird shit. I can't even fucking really like remember anything particularly weird, does he?
I know.
It's just kind of wild.
Lots of mad street performers.
Street performers, yeah. Me and Maureen seen a couple of dudes juggling some fire.
Oh, nice.
I tell you what, them motherfuckers are goddamn shrewd when it comes to business.
Oh, yeah?
Like, they fucking, you know, everyone's like, oh, you're doing a wee show and all, there's a bucket there if you want to chuck a fiver in it. This guy was, like, balancing on a fucking ladder, like, just standing up the way, and then he was fucking toot these things on fire in his hand. He goes, now, ladies and gentlemen, what you've seen is a show that doesn't have a ticket value. of about 20 pounds.
I think I've seen that guy.
We can only we recommend you spend 20 pounds. We do have a card machine, and you can put money in the hat. And, you know, like, if you can only afford 15. I was like, 15, bro? Jim Owen was a tenner. You know what I mean? You're fucking over here juggling swords, expecting 20 quid. Kiss my dick.
I know.
Also, don't expect any money in the streets.
Yeah.
Get a venue, bro. Know what I mean? Not that I don't respect the craft of clownery or whatever the term is. But yeah, the guy was like, we take crypto. Jill will take your NFTs. Do you know what I mean? Fucking, if you'd like to donate some yen, Yoko here will take your yen. Fucking insane, bro. But yeah, the whole place is just kind of just going just wild with stuff, you know? You're just walking around like, oh my God, what's that? Okay, there we go. You know, some sexy bastard playing the guitar in the middle of the street. That was quite sexy. What was your favorite meal of Edinburgh now?
Oh shit,
my mouth.
Lots of good meals. Definitely the ungodly amount of ramen and dumplings.
There's a shop called Dumplings. What's it called? Noodles and Dumplings.
Oh yes. What's it?
And I think McCann had snipped that out the year before, and we went there. There was a bit of, do you know what? It was one of those menus, and this is how you know it's good. A lot of spelling mistakes.
Oh yeah.
You know, the menu's got like broken English, which is a good sign. And we went downstairs into this wee place and ordered the beef noodle soup, standard.
Will you fuck up, dude?
And then there was confusion because we got the little pot sticker fucking dumplings, which if you ordered in Belfast, by the way, Belfast, step your game up, because if I was in goddamn Kamakura or something and I ordered six of these or ordered a portion, there'd be like four or six.
Yeah.
And they're small. Whereas these ones had like fucking 10 on it and they were big fat cocks of dumplings, you know?
Full meal
on its own. Four of them would have done you for lunch, like. So we decided, you know, that's why I thought in my head there's going to be like four or six of them or something. We'll get two and we'll share it. And then you seen the pork bun. Is that what it was called? Which I thought was going to be one of those little bao things with like sweet pork in the middle of it. No. It was... Because you ordered one, and I went, make that two. And she's like, okay. And then fucking, she, you know, in her head going, are you expecting six more people to arrive here? And then what the pork bun was a tray of like, was it eight?
Yeah, about eight.
About eight fucking like twisty pork dumplings that were also quite sizable.
Yeah.
But the size of a fucking cupcake. And there's eight of those. And then there's, because we ordered one each, another shelf. So you got the old dim sum tray and you fucking turn around, there's another eight. So we literally had 4.5 kilos of pork dumpling in various shapes and a bucket of noodles you could have bathed the baby in.
Yeah.
It was, and like a lot of those times, you know, they just give you loads and loads of stock and there's about four mouthfuls of noodles. There was so many noodles, like
fresh.
It was like a mop head. You could have just lifted it out, like fucking. And they were handmade as well. I mean, no wonder when I went up to pay, she was like, come back tomorrow, please. Come back. Because we ordered for fucking 15. And we had it all.
Oh, it was polished.
We absolutely had it all. And, you know, our arseholes weren't in great shape the whole time. But the next day after that, particularly active, I would say. As I said to Aaron, I needed chopsticks to take a shit the next day. You almost nearly threw up in that. It was rough, man. When you have fucking 2 liters of hot liquid filled with noodles, it comes out like hot liquid filled with noodles, let me tell you. But yeah, the toilets got some doing over there, I'm sure. The boys were not healthy.
Not well.
Did you not have a headache one day till you had a shit?
Yes. Rough. Bad times. Your PTSD there.
Oh, clip it. I just remembered. It was heartburn, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
We remember something, you're like, oh, my fucking damn heartburn. And then I was like, I have Rannies in there. And you were like, I'm all good. I had a shit. It was basically a 2 foot of
clogged
shit
up.
Pushing my stomach up into my esophagus. Oh, that has to be a clip. Do you have a shit a headache?
Yes.
Oh my god. But all in all, great fun. It was good fun. It was like fun and quick, but also long and boring. You know, like when you're there for the full 10 days, you feel both things, you know?
Yeah.
You know, you're like, when it was over, I was like, fuck, I can't believe that's over. And when I was 2 days in, I was looking at the calendar going, fuck me, we've... And people do the full run. People are going to be there for 10 more days.
Oh my God.
From now, like, fucking never in my life. Unless, like, literally unless I was like super famous and filling like McEwen Hall or something.
Yeah.
With like 1,100 people every night and you were actually making money. Because you wouldn't be having to, you know, fly or fucking do any of that shit.
No one could make money at the French.
No, nah, I don't think so. I don't think so. Not unless you do well for yourself and you actually already live there.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only way I think you could, you know, if you were, say, if like Jim Owen. I don't know where Jim Owen lives, actually, now I think about it. But if Jim Owen, we went to see him, how many people were in that room?
400? A good amount.
400?
Yeah.
It was about probably. It looked like a limelight.
Yeah.
About 400 people. 450 or something. Yeah, if you were doing that every night and you lived in Edinburgh, it'd be a great moneymaker for you.
Yeah.
Jim Owen, funny guy.
Oh, you know who I seen on the way home on the airport? The guy from Normal People.
No way.
He was standing beside me at security.
Was he not getting read out by chicks?
He's very hip. Very hip. He was, of course, wearing the gas shorts and the chain.
Was he?
Yeah. And like an old Levi's jacket. I was like, fuck, that guy looks identical to him. But he was so like, he had like a mullet.
Yeah.
And I was like, that couldn't be him. He was wearing a mask as well. And then he took the mask down. I was like, oh, no, that's definitely him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But no one bothered him at all.
Nah, if he... But I mean, I think that's the appeal of him.
Yeah.
He is fucking just regular lad, like, isn't he?
Yeah. I think he lives in Edinburgh.
Getting the dong out. Like, it's the same as the girl that's in that. What's her name?
Oh.
Like, you wouldn't know her unless you fucking stared right at her. I'm like, where the... Oh, yes, that's right. You were in that thing.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool.
I know. Like, the gas shorts were wrecked too. Like, all the branding was coming off and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's just fucking worn it to death then. They took that one photo of him going for a carry out, and I was like, this is what's going to keep me in the game.
Yeah.
The old gas shorts. Just outline of the pipe. Were they white shorts?
I think they were like grey.
Grey.
Maybe they used to be white.
Maybe they used to be white, yeah. Hasn't fucking taken them off. I'm still waiting to get paid now from the old... Oh, for fuck's sake. But yeah, we had a good time there. It was good times. You had a bit of dog drama this morning, Al. Are we allowed to talk about it?
Yeah, he's just in the vet at the minute.
The vet's... What's the dog called again?
Larry.
Larry, good man.
Larry Davis.
Larry's in the vet. Dogs are bother, man. You should get a child.
I know.
I've seen... I want to say in my lifetime, I've seen like about 3 or 4 dog atrocities.
Oh, yeah.
Like if you'd seen this, the equivalent happen to people, you'd have PTSD. Like, I remember my ma minded her mate's dog, and her mate was going on holiday, and she's like, "Will you mind this dog? Yeah, be very careful. He's not really like trained that well." And I mean, the second he got let out into the garden, which was kind of almost secure.
Yeah.
He went down the side of the garage and the next door neighbor's shed out onto the front road, and a car hit him.
Oh my God.
And I mean, you know, all right, have a nice holiday. You know, we'll take care of him. Don't worry. Here you go. There's a biscuit. Run around. Out this thing. Bang.
Oh my God.
Smushed and was just wrecked. And they had to put him down because he's just fucking in two bits nearly.
Jesus.
So, yeah. And that was one of the better memories of my childhood. There's fucking, he was at Maury's cousin's, they had a dog, got fucking quartered by, you know, 3 other like farmyard dogs that lived nearby. You know, when the dogs get gang up.
Jeez.
On another dog. Fucking, we had the dog stolen that time. Well, that's what I assume happened to it. You know, when they got the puppy fucking Jack Russell around here and it went missing and I found it down like a fucking storm drain.
God.
Not a storm drain, but like a big drainage, big wide drainage pipe.
Yeah.
Over here. It was alive, like, but it was covered in cow shit.
Oh.
And I had to just like, I just sat in the field. And you know, the wind is like blowing in your, it's actually hard to listen to something, even when it's quiet, I've realized. So I was like, I was like standing there and just waited for the wind to like not blow in my ear. And all I heard was like, and I was like, oh, for fuck's sake, where's that come from? And in my head, like immediately I was like, this dog's going to be like caught in a barbed wire fence with its fucking leg snapped in half or something. And then I just went up and this fucking, it was an idiot dog, like, but it was just in this pipe, just going, just trying to scramble up the pipe. Nightmare.
Oh God.
In the shower, washing cow shit off it, man. And then at the end of the day, it had to be given away because it was eating sheep, so it's all good. Dogs, nightmare.
Yep.
Have a child, Jesus Christ. Let me see this masterpiece that we've got here. This is Belfast Live with a Ukrainian flag on it, so you know it's going to be good. We'll rattle through this. I dare say somebody has sent me this in the same sort of vein they sent me, you know, the chippy thing. The chippy menu. Insults that make sense if you grew up in Northern Ireland. Here we go. Is there loads of them? I bet you've heard of one of them. Let me see. English is a primary language spoken here, yet our day-to-day conversations are littered with a variety of other words and phrases that stem from the Irish language and Ulster Scots. This means we linguistically overlap with the Republic of Ireland, England and Scotland, but there's also words and phrases completely unique to us that you wouldn't hear anywhere else. Feardy, coward or scaredy cat. Don't be such a feardy, you big girl's blies. Sexist! Fucking sexist, Belfast Live! What was the piss take we were going to do? Belfast dead? What was it? So who was talking about that?
Don't know.
Ah, fuck it. You're a big girl's blies. Yeah? That is transphobic. When was the last time you seen a girl wear a blouse?
Pray Alexa blouse.
Oh, well, there you go. Fucking argument ruined. You big girl's blouse. Scobe. You fucking scoby bastard. Scrounger. He's an awful scobe. Him always sponging off his poor ma. Have you heard any of that? Have you heard scobe?
No.
Fucking scoby bastard. Gulping. Clueless or oblivious fool. Oh, sure, he's a gulping. Hasn't a gleed. What? What sort of fucking mystical bullshit are we talking around here? Clart? You're a dirty person. Away with you, you clart. The dead lice are falling off you. And that is... the dead lice are falling off you, you dirty clout. I mean, that is classist. Moke, spied, steak. Stereotypical terms for a loutish tracksuit wearing working class lad. You fucking moke. This is Belfast Live. This is one of the most triggering pieces I've ever read. You classist, elitist piece of shit. Millie, milliard. You fucking milliard. Millbag. Stereotypical terms of a loutish tracksuit wearing working class girl originates from the phrase mill girls, which described the young women working in Northern Ireland's linen mills in past decades. See the on Millie over there, she'd scrub the face off you, so she would. I'd love to know who's writing these you know, like the descriptions here, the translations or the little bit of context that they give you. She'd scrub the face off you, so she would, the fucking dirty clart. Milliard. I think my great granny was an actual Millie.
Oh, yeah?
Like, in the mills. And she was a slag, too. Oh, for fuck's sake. I mean, she might have been. She had full dementia at the end, and I went into the nursing home, and she was like, well, who's this young lad here? And I was like, fuck it. It was like a start out Elvis movie. Ah! back when I, you know, looked exactly this build, but just had hair. You fucking milliard. A face like a well-chewed chop. Never heard it in my life. A face like a... A face like a fur hatchet. They're wearing thin now. A face like a melted welly. That's funny. A face that only a mother could love. And then the description of that is visibly unattractive. You have a face like a melted welly. Now, what if someone's been in a terrible accident? You fucking... I'm triggered. Ugh. You could eat an apple through a tennis racket. Someone who has buck teeth. Though lad has a face only a mother could love. He could eat an apple through a tennis racket. The poor crater. eat an apple through a letterbox. I've heard that.
Yeah, that's great.
Hallion. Good for nothing or wild one. Rascal. You bloody rascal. Can be derogatory or affectionate. She'd want to keep a better eye on them wee hallions. She's rearing the fucking buck tooth face like a melted fucking welly milliard moke spag Clark Boston gulping. Away in the head. Oh, wait a minute. We've skipped one. Crabbed. Cranky, bitter, bad tempered. I've heard that. Crabbed. Targe? What's that? Have you heard that?
No.
Targe? Bake on that crocodile targe would turn milk. I mean, such a long walk to the well. Jeez. To be like, ugly bitch. Away in the head, mad, irrational, or a poor decision maker. Relatable. Away with the fairies. Ditzy, aloof, out there. I mean, blind boys went into... been in a bit of depth about Away with the Fairies, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
You know, when you know someone would be like fucking having a learning difficulty or something, and they would, people would be like, oh, they're like a changeling.
Jesus.
As in their spirit is away with the fairies and their body's left here mad.
Oh.
Just dial Irish guilt, you know, being like, ah, oh, sure, we would never address the fact that there may be something wrong. It's magic. I your ma, I your da. A classic primary school comeback to rival any insults hurled your way. Your gutties are scrappers. I your ma. No, your gutties are scrappers. You know, is that not a recent thing? I don't know. Your gutties are scrappers. I your ma. I mean, so lower class Northern Irish type behaviour to be like, I'm wearing a brand new pair of fucking Air Max 90s. You know, but we're eating dog food at the house. Head like a Cassidy skip, niche. Lurgan way of saying big headed. What? After the skip's company based in the town. All right. That Tovey git has a head on him like a Cassidy skip. Who wrote that? Fucking J. Cole? It's Drake?
A Tovey git's got a head like a Cassidy skip.
Sleeked. Untrustworthy, sly, sneaky. Ill-bred, ill-reared. I mean, fucking put me out of my misery here, guys. Ill-bred, ill-reared, rude, uncouth. He's an ill-bred blurt. Why is blurt not in there? Blurt should be on the list. Because they can't be like a cheeky little devil and also someone's Vonnie. Vonnie should be in there with a V. Vonnie, woman's vagina. Did you fucking finger her Vonnie? Did you? Did you get a wee look at her blurt? You fucking melted face, fucking welly boot, fucking Clark. 40 faces when someone is more than just two-faced and highly prone to gossiping. The on one's got 40 faces. She spends half the time gabbing in the street. Teeth like a Donegal graveyard. A burnt face. Teeth like a burnt face. Huh? Teeth that are either crooked or overcrowded in a bad condition. Stay to your bake. You've teeth like a Donegal graveyard. Burn.
Ugh.
As tight as a duck's arse. Cheap. mean with money. That Glipe's as tight as a duck's arse. He wouldn't spend Christmas. Your ma has a wrinkle on her belly for learners. What?
Don't know.
They've went... Who wrote this? Do you know what I mean? Matt? Half of those are just like pulled out of nowhere. You have teeth like a dirty gall grave. I mean, the main thing to take away from this whole thing is people are not attractive from this part of the world. The tooth game, not great in Northern Ireland. You have teeth like a fucking... Milliard is a great one. Anyway, not as funny as the chippy.
Insightful.
Insightful and sad. You're just like, who lives here? Now watch this, work of art from TUV. Someone sent me this in, I haven't seen it yet. Join the Jim Allister School of Acting. Is this a sketch someone's made?
Do you want to make a difference?
Jim Allister, the man who tells it as it is.
Thanks very much. We can do it so much better.
What I like about the TUV is that you stand your ground, you don't roll over.
Turn your back in disgust.
It's not just in the big scene that things are a mess. Look at health and social care.
Sadly lacking.
Hey, Dan. Jim Allister, I'm fed up with politicians saying one thing and doing another.
Call a halt.
We can't go on like this.
Having brought shame.
And I want to be part of that.
You deserve better. Let's shake things up. Let's stand together. And let's restore honesty. And let's make a difference together.
Now, absolutely, Jesus Christ. What the fuck was that like?
Do you want to make a difference?
I love the old cuts where you hear the like... You know, like the wee fucking... The wee...
Jim Allister.
Jim Allister. As soon as I'm done with this take, I'll probably die. To be honest with you. I was in Bob and Bert's and I seen that a layer cake there with a load of colours on representing the pride flag. And I pished on the display in disgust.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
We can do it so much better.
What I like about the TUV.
Watch this angle. Watch this cut here.
Is that you stand your ground. You don't.
Pow! Pow! Just the audio all over the place.
Oh. Turn your back.
We don't leave any stone unturned. I paid $4.99 to a homeless man to make this video. on my old iPhone 7.
He's got a bit of sunburn there.
Because he's on his fucking 109th take, probably.
It's not just in the big scene.
Look at these fucking... What's that room smell like?
Things are a mess.
Look at this guy doing his fucking support act. You know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Trained.
But health and social care.
Sadly lacking.
Hey, Dan. Jim Allister. I'm fed up with politicians saying one thing and doing another.
Call.
I love when people are like, you know, he's obviously been told to say that, or he's learned a line, and he's just trying to get the words out, but it's not natural at all.
Yeah.
Jim Allister, I'm just trying to, what did he say? I'm just sick of politicians saying one thing, I mean another.
Thank you.
We can't go on like this.
We can't go on.
Having brought shit.
What's that?
We can't go on like this.
Oh, please, please make that a button. Please make that a button. That has to be a button. It's just fucking me hitting it every 2 minutes. We can't go on like this.
But shame.
And I want to be part of that.
Is that right, big lad? Hey, fucking Jesus Christ, lad.
And I want to be part of that.
You deserve better. Let's shake things up. Let's stand together. And let's restore honesty. And let's make a difference together.
Bad freeze frame there at the end.
Well, I think it's good of
Iron. What the fuck? I mean, the main thing to take away.
Up the rock.
But I mean, I think somebody. Well, let me see. Oh shit, the bed. Ah, oh, for fuck.
Do you want to make a difference?
I think someone has chopped this video up. I don't think that's the real video. Yes. Like,
nice.
But,
Jim Wallister, the man who tells
us. Jim Wallister, the man, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Thanks very much.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Thanks very much. We can go on.
Incredible. Just so embarrassing, isn't it?
Oh, shite.
So embarrassing. Just, you know, this absolute clart has a face like a melted welly. Especially in that weather on his 1200th take.
Jim Wallister, I'm sick of seeing,
you know, like, it's like Garth Marenko, they haven't left long enough.
Ah, Jim Wallister, I can't stand politicians saying one thing about another.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll get the fuck out of here. If anyway, shout out to Larry.
Yep.
Get rid of them worms, bro. Get back to full strength. Exactly. I think we might need to take Mickey to have him dewormed, to be fair. But anyway, had a nice time in Edinburgh. Cheers to everyone who came out. Because, you know, we'll be going in there doing banging gigs. You know, and then I'll be speaking to other acts and they're like, yeah, I got like fucking 12 people in who don't even know me. That's bullshit, man. Dead on Mafia for life, shout out. Yeah, we're getting out of here. If you go over to the Patreon, there will be a half hour power hour bonus. You can also listen to the Morning Whiskey episode that we recorded in Edinburgh. I might re-listen to it if I decide it's not that bad, I'll release it publicly. But for the minute, we'll leave it on there. Okay, we'll leave it on there. So yeah, get over to the Patreon. We've got the half hour power hour where I answer your questions from the week and get some tour tickets. If you go onto my Instagram, there is a big list of tour dates in the highlights. And come see me, guys. ConGuest.com for tickets and merch, etc. And there's billboards up for the SSE.
Oh yes, I've seen one.
Yeah, probably made absolutely no difference to sales whatsoever, but they're cool, aren't they?
Very cool.
Very cool.
Seen it on the Lisburn Road, so.
Oh.
Oh why?
Oh bloody hell. Fucking big time. Fucking big time, bro. That one cost 11 grand. Billboards are cheap. People should do more for like a laugh.
Yeah, definitely.
They're not that dear. If you want to do something funny, happy birthday. Happy 50th, Julie. You know, cost you 150 quid for the laugh. Anyway, we'll get out of here at congas.com, get all the tour tickets and buy a ticket for the SSE. We're going to get silly at that. And by the time you listen to this, I think Lavery's will have returned. Yeah, this might be out. I don't know when we're fucking putting this out. But yeah, Lavery's returns on the 24th and 25th. And we've got the same lineup as we had at the Fringe. And it's going to be a lot of fun. New setup. Got a wide room. More capacity. More fun. More laughs. Which is what it's all about.
Will you fuck up, dude?
See you next week, guys. Cheers. Sticky ears.
Thank you.